The regional nutrition representative of the United Nations Children's Fund, Karen Codling, says UNICEF's report shows the world has made little progress toward reducing undernutrition among young children.
It shows that overall in the world we've only reduced child underweight by 5 percentage points since 1990. It means that the world is not on track to achieve the Millennium Development Goal for hunger and poverty.
The 1990 goals seek to improve significantly by 2015 the lives of the world's poor. One of those goals is to cut in half the rate of poor nutrition among children younger than 5 years of age. Codling says Asia, on average, is on track to meet the goal on child nutrition, but this is largely due to the performance of China, which has halved its proportion of malnourished children from 19% to 8%. She attributes China's success to its growing economy, government efforts to reduce poverty, and generalized access to education. However, she notes that 7 million Chinese children are still undernourished, and she says China's overall success hides high malnutrition rates among children in its rural areas and among its ethnic minorities. Studies show that inadequate nutrition causes more than half of the world's deaths in children under 5. Experts say because nutrition is related to many different aspects of poverty, it is a significant barometer for the Millennium Development Goals. Codling of UNICEF says China's success notwithstanding, many Asian nations will fail to meet their child nutrition goals. The UNICEF report says most of the nations of Southeast Asia are not on track to have their rates in the next 9 years. Cambodia and East Timor report that nearly one-half of their children under 5 years are undernourished. Laos, Burma, and the Philippines have shown some progress, but they too will have a difficult time meeting the goal. The report says Vietnam and Indonesia are on course to meet the goals, but that certain groups in these large countries lag far behind the national averages. The nations of South Asia, which are home to more than half the world's undernourished children, are not on course to meet the nutrition goals. Codling says governments emphasize economic growth and some social services, but they place less emphasis on areas that are known to improve child nutrition levels, such as preventive health care and women's education.
The lack of progress is related to the fact that nutrition very often falls through the cracks. Many people will say that nutrition is an issue for everybody, but the responsibility of nobody.
UNICEF advocates raising nutrition issues on government agendas, using success stories like China's as models, and focusing nutrition efforts on mothers-to-be and children under 2 years old. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Bangkok.